That's awesome.
They had guns and knives and...
Did you call the cops?
No, I didn't call the police because I have like a lot of weed and like mushrooms in my car.
Agent Howell has been activated. He killed two operatives with a spoon, sir.
A spoon? What?
We're terminating Asset Howell.
Why are there men in hazmat suits?
Thanks to your actions, two CIA assets are dead. Did you just hang up on me?
Something very weird is happening to me. I keep killing people. There's a chance I may be a robot.
You're not a robot.
Okay, here's the deal. American Ultra tells the story of a stoner who turns out to be a sleeper agent for the CIA. When he is activated, he discovers he has killer instincts and lethal abilities. Over the course of a violent night, he tries to uncover the secrets and survive the attacks. I'll admit that the Jason Bourne smokes weed angle is a unique one, and enough of this movie is about the mystery and the story surrounding him to make it more interesting. Stars Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart do their best to overcome their self-imposed typecasting in their delivery, enough to make it watchable, but not enough to completely shed the ghosts of Mark Zuckerberg and Bella Swan. There are some clever moments that are pretty funny. Unfortunately, it also has some poorly written elements in the script and awkward performances, including Topher Grace as a CIA villain. Didn't we learn from Spider-Man 3 that he makes a terrible villain? American Ultra is just entertaining enough to make it worth watching, but it struggles with two genres of film that don't exactly mix very well. American Ultra gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.